aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, it's Mother's Day, and women aren't married to their men anymore, mainly. They're married to the state. At least that's how the globalists would have it. And on this Mother's Day transmission, I want to welcome you all for joining us. Look, I'll take some calls in this segment. I ran out of time to play that Michael Savage clip. It was longer than I remembered it being. But the point is, there's a real talking point that libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, veterans are going to start shooting and killing everybody. And it's a way to paint us as terrorists. And there is a talking point that that I'm trying to pit people against the police, that I'm trying to start a civil war when I'm trying to stop a civil war. Now, when the police are federalized and act like goons and thugs, I say it's wrong. Mindlessly worshiping the police is what allows tyranny to come in. You want to worship police? Go to North Korea. Let's go to Wayne in Florida, and then we'll go to everybody else. Wayne, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
Mother's Day to your wife.
Go ahead, sir.
And I was just thinking about the Benghazi incident, and something that's kind of interested me in the past probably week, and having some family in the military and knowing some military officers, is something that Dr. Steve Pachinik touched on a little bit the other day, and that's that all of these officers that obeyed that stand-down order can be court-martialed and should be court-martialed.
Unless they go public and explain, you know, that in the moment they didn't, you know, in law, if they come out and admit they were wrong and admit they committed a crime, then they'll just get kicked out of the military for standing down and being part of the murders. If they go along with it and don't speak out, when we finally take the country back, they will be eligible for a very long stint in prison.
Well, that's what some of the people that I know that are, you know, not necessarily officers. Well, and the officers. I talked with three different officers, and they all said that, you know, now that it's really coming out what really happened, they're very concerned about the upper echelon officer corps that we're seeing out of this.
Well, remember, it wasn't just going to be high-level officers in those situation rooms. I mean, there was all sorts of people, right down to enlisted, that sat there and watched all this happen.
Well, that's the point that they were really making, is the number of people, you know, their fellow, you know, soldiers, officers, enlisted men, you know, that actually obeyed what essentially was an illegal order.
Well, see, here's the difference. Admiral Moore, who later became the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, I've interviewed him before he died. I interviewed the head JAG officer. They all knew they were on the ships. They were ordered to stand down and turn the jets back in 67 with the attack on the Liberty by LBJ. They told McNamara no. And then the president came on and said, that's an order. And they sat there and watched the ship attack for another 2 hours by aircraft and torpedo boats. But they went public years later through channels and tried to expose it. Now, and they said they felt guilty and felt like they had helped be involved in that crime. But at least they went public. The difference is we can't wait 20, 30 years this time. And it shows how much danger we're in that the military would stand down and watch something like that happen. It shows how everybody's collateral damage now, you see, for the globalist agenda.
Exactly. Well, and it shows me, too, how far along we are, and as you bring this out a lot, to see the number of people that just don't even really care much about this. They're like, oh, this is just, you know, something went wrong and somebody messed up and that's it. But when you have a congresswoman, former ambassador, you know, sitting right there saying that, you know, that was the president's decision.
Absolutely, and that's what's going on. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. More calls and a lot more.
Calben Soap Company.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized Allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, you're tuned into the Sunday edition. I haven't even gotten into the huge Bilderberg Group news that we're going to be fully breaking tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with a Paul Watson report that I'm working on with him all weekend, and that I'll be working with him tomorrow morning on. If you don't know who Bilderberg Group is, at the bottom of the hour, I'll tell you and give you some of the history and why it's so important that we force the dinosaur media to cover it, and what one of our sources told us. We went and confirmed it. And it is devastating news. I'll give you the big part of it now, but all the details tomorrow. Googleberg. We've known Google is at the core of Bilderberg at least for 10 years. Google, of course, created by the NSA and CIA. That's now been declassified. We broke that in 2005 with David Steele, formerly of the CIA. But now Google is actually running it. And the Bilderberg Group meeting really starts next week. So people know, always say, it's coming up, and I'll just give you the news right there. But we've got recordings. We've got their whole agenda. And let me tell you, we got some really good sources. Of course, they surveil everything I do, but... Even with all their big computer programs, they're not going to be able to figure out where I got this information. So, by the way, this is the kind of stuff you get out in a couple days. In fact, I wouldn't have waited 2 days, but there's so much data we've got to collate it all and get it together. It's part of really a two-year investigation. I said I'd get to that. I'm already getting to it. The point is, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Audio streams, if you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, free podcast there on Infowars.com, and so much more. XM 244, they just moved the whole channel I was on from 166 to 244. Okay, where to begin here with this hour? I got a bunch of Bilderberg news I want to get to. IRS apologizes for targeting Tea Party groups. That's part of bringing Obama down. That's been going on for a long time. Now it's in the Associated Press. We've got biometric databases of... all adult Americans hidden in immigration bill. That's been in all the last versions under Bush, so we knew it'd be there. U.S. government funding Al-Qaeda, that's mainstream news. We're going to be getting into all that coming up in between your phone calls. But last hour I tried to get to this but misjudged the time. I'm going to play this clip of Michael Savage that I just happened to come across linked on Infowars.com in one of the articles, people making comments. And it's all over the place. I mean, I'll randomly tune into local radio and I'll hear, yes, I'm afraid Alex Jones wants to play people off against the police and wants violence. And it's always said the same. Or I'll be sent an MSNBC clip. There's like four of them in the last month. Alex Jones is going to cause violence along with Ron Paul, who wants violence. In fact, I played that clip about a month ago on air. Ron Paul wants violence? What? And what, Dr. Magoo does or something? Or Mr. Magoo? You take Ron Paul and Mr. Magoo and combine them, you get Dr. Magoo. I mean, the last thing I want is violence. And I've had guests on that have said, we need to have violence. No, we don't. That will absolutely let the globalists control the media, pose as the good guys. We are hurting them in the info war. The last thing we want is violence. The globalists have to stage their own violence. They get caught all the time to pose as saviors. So I played part of the call last hour. We just tuned in. The guy's like, I'm concerned about provocateurs. I'm concerned about somebody trying to infiltrate the Tea Party. And this guy's either a liberal foundation operative, they're on record, they hire thousands of them to call in with seminar calls every day, or it's a defense contractor or a cop who's buying into the propaganda that you fight the establishment by never criticizing what the paramilitary police do. You know, that any criticism of government is some type of sedition. That's government sedition against us. So I wanted to play this clip of, and by the way, I get it on the other side. I get calls constantly, well, you hear them, going, Michael Savage said something bad about you. And then we go look it up, and he didn't say it. Plus, Paul Watson listens almost every day. I listen sometimes when I'm not busy, but it's not true. So there, and I've talked to Savage off air before. He's had people go and send him stuff trying to stir stuff up. Man, I don't have time to sit here and get in fights with Michael Savage. He doesn't have time, and there's people trying to get this going because they're afraid. They're always going to Rand Paul and going, how dare you go on Alex Jones's show? So I don't even call Rand Paul. I don't even need him on the shows. I support him. I've known him for a long time. I've been interviewing him for 16 years back when he used to campaign for his dad. Talked to him off air quite a few times. The last time Rand Paul was on, he called us and wanted to come on. But MSNBC like says, don't go on Alex's show, Rand Paul. Like, they're going to tell him what to do. It's the same thing with the Washington Post. Oh, he's discredited. He says Obama's plotting with globalists to overthrow our Constitution. What do you call the UN gun treaty? It puts us under the UN. What do you call three different generals? Three different hearings with up to five generals per hearing. Last year saying we're under NATO command, Congress doesn't command the military. Congress isn't in control of the purse strings. That's a total lie. You've got to call it for what it is. So they're going to try to say we're crazy, we want violence, and they're going to try to get us fighting with each other. I don't agree with everything Michael Savage says, he doesn't agree with everything I say. Vice versa, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, any of those people. But the point is, at least they're defending the Second Amendment, property rights, the family, national sovereignty. We're dealing with Obama and the globalist, okay? And I am not here to infight with people. And I salute Michael Savage because I talked to Watson about this. He says, no, this happens all the time. There are people calling in, lobbying Michael Savage to say bad things about me, and they do it to everybody else. I talk to other big media people that aren't globalists. Same thing happens, because they're afraid of us linking up. They want us fighting with each other. It's classical divide and conquer. If you support the Bill of Rights, I don't care if you're liberal, conservative, libertarian, whatever you call yourself, if you support due process and freedom, you better come together against what this federal government's doing, headed up by Obama. And that's why they're coming after us, because we're simply Americans. You know who I am? I'm an American. You want to know what I stand for? Listen to the show. Read the news websites I have. Don't listen to people that call in not giving evidence. Listen to this caller. Go back.
Absolutely. I've never seen any violence. They don't even leave a gum wrapper on the floor. So I would, of all the groups in America, they're probably the most benign and the least provocative.
Exactly. I agree completely. When I've seen or associated with other Tea Party, members of the Tea Party.
So where is this talk of go to war, get your guns, get your ammo, get the bulletproof vest, get the drum magazine? Who's provoking this? Who is doing this?
In my personal estimation, Alex Jones, for as much good as he's done as far as spreading information, accurate information, to a certain extent, yes, he does transmit facts. Yes, he does give out good information, but at the same time, there are certain things that the man does that really lead me to question his motives and his agenda.
Well, rather than going into it, because I think Alex is a good man who does the right thing, but if he's gone overboard, I can't speak to that. He'd have to speak to that. The fact is that the dogs of hate have been tearing at people of faith since the Cultural Revolution of the 1960s. The fact of the matter is the dogs of hate on the left have torn apart our courts and schools, the military, the police, and they have snarled at us sufficient to provoke some people into an early reaction. I would like them to understand that they should back down at this time and not call themselves cowards for doing so. There are revolutionaries, there are counter-revolutionaries, and then there are anti-revolutionaries. I consider myself, Michael Savage, an anti-revolutionary. We do not want to burn the nation to the ground in order to save it. Mark it, I'm going to leave it at that.
All right.
That's a very good question.
Okay, see how the guy, and if you hear the whole call, it's online, we'll post it. He says, you know, there's a group doing this, they're calling for violence, and he says, well, who is it? It's Alex Jones. Kudos to what he just said. That's what I say. I'm a restorationist. I want the republic back. I'm not a revolutionary. The globalists are the revolutionaries. And this is the type of bull. You notice the guy didn't have any proof of that. He just said I was saying that.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You see, our illegitimate government, or the people that have hijacked it, they're the ones gearing up for violence. They're the ones carrying out violence worldwide. They're the ones with secret torture bases and all the rest of this garbage. And then they're always trying to say, those of us that want our country back, that we're the violent ones, that we're planning something. And it's a way to change the subject off of Benghazi Gate. It's a way to change the subject off of Tea Party groups and talk show hosts targeted by the IRS. That's stuff that Nixon did to his enemies, and that's what led to the beginning of his impeachment. But he stepped down before it went to the Senate. And so they're just trying to change the subject. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. I'm asking callers, what do you think of Benghazi Gate? Are you concerned like I am that Obama and or his handlers may try to stage something? And what could they stage to politically divert off of Benghazi? It'll have to be mega massive. And again, I'm not saying the Republicans are going to save us either. But punishing government for wrongdoing is what will get it back under control. If you just let it run wild and, oh, that's just what they do. If they get away with Benghazi Gate and Fast and Furious and Cylindra Gate, all the other things they've done, the Obamacare scam, all of it, trying to legalize 30 million illegal aliens and give them free welfare and food stamps to vote to take our guns. It's time to get angry. It's time to get on the offense. The Republican Party itself is going after the Tea Party, trying to say, oh, they're extreme. Rand Paul's extreme. Alex Jones. You've got the Democrats and Republicans attacking Rand Paul, attacking me. You've got National Review going, Alex Jones is an extremist. Yeah, I'm extremely patriotic, I'm extremely accurate, and I know what you're doing. Just like you went after Barry Goldwater. Hell, National Review didn't like Ronald Reagan at first. These people, William F. Buckley was CIA, folks, to control the right wing in this country. Look it up. Let's talk to Shauna in Texas, then Sean, Michael, Kelly, many others. Go ahead, Shauna. I'm great. What's on your mind today with the Benghazi?
Hey, okay. So, first, I want to make sure you know that Sandy Hook founded the Batman Rises two times. I don't know if you know that, but I believe it all has to do with Benghazi. Benghazi, Aurora, Sandy Hook, all of them are all attacks against Americans. Within Aurora happening, about a year later, new legislation's going through. Sandy Hook killing our kids. Less than a month, new legislation going through. And so I wanted to let you know the other time Sandy Hook was found in that movie.
Yes, ma'am. We're the ones that broke that. And I appreciate your call. The media says Alex Jones says Batman's connected to the shootings for some reason. I didn't say it after the fact. I said this film looks like it's triggering and programming with subliminals for mentally ill people when I saw the trailer. And we put the video out. It got like 500,000 views. The makers tried to do a takedown order on YouTube. I challenged it. They tried to have my video taken down. And I said, it promotes terror bombings, mass shootings, you name it. It's going to be a trigger. And if you know how PSYOPs work, then that's why in both events, you can actually look this up. They say it's strange. Sandy Hook was listed on the map of where Bane said attack. And the same thing with Aurora, and the guy was connected to Batman. And how did Alex Jones say this? It sounds crazy. I've just learned how these people operate. They love to brag about what they do ahead of time. Or they have things that are also meant with subliminals to trigger people that have been basically programmed. And not just programmed in some CIA mind control base. They can now program people that are on psychotropic drugs through the televisions. It's amazing. Let's go ahead. Let's talk to Sean in Canada. Sean, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Nice to talk to you. I was reading a book by Stephen Pidgeon, Prime Crimes,
mm-hmm.
Treason in Libya. I don't know if you've seen the book, but he's a lawyer, and he has all the things listed in his book, which they are criminal for. But if anybody wants to read the book, they can.
Sure, well, tell us about it. Tell us what you think about Benghazi.
Well, I think it was complete, it's murder and treason. You can't really, what else is it?
Do you think Obama will get away with it?
They always have before. Why would anything change?
Well, I mean, sometimes things do change. These people are not invincible. And I think that if we have the attitude of that nothing's going to change, it won't. But I do hear you. And I'm not saying you're wrong. But this has really caught people's imagination. This has really, you know, gotten through to people. So I don't know how they'll get away with it. And again, as for mind control, 15 years ago, they had Pokemon episodes that aired in Japan. More than 10,000 children had convulsions when it aired. They aired it here, and even more children had convulsions. Just the flashing lights can cause a convulsion. And if you go study the mainline science, they can flicker a television via the programming in the show and then put subliminal straight through, just like a magician can hypnotize highly suggestible people. You ever been to a big magic show and the magician calls up like 10 people and asks them questions and does things and then sends most of them back? They're finding the suggestible people. What do you think advertising is? Back in the 50s, they would put in millisecond clips of a desert with a Coca-Cola dripping with water, an ice-cold Coca-Cola, and they found it doubled purchases of Coca-Cola. This is taught in radio, TV, film. It's in the textbooks, famous cases. A few years later, they would flash hot dogs and popcorn saying, "I'm hungry." And it would more than double people purchasing hot dogs and stuff. It's everywhere. And that's 1950s technology. That's what I was getting at there. That sounds crazy. Let me show you a few news articles. Then I'm going to go to break and come back with Kelly, Cheryl, Georgette, Richard, Diane, Andrew, and John to have your questions and comments ready. And again, I want to hear what you think about Benghazi. I want to hear whether you think Obama is going to get away with this. And maybe the last caller is correct. I certainly hope not, because if they can get away with anything, sky's the limit. But let me show you these articles right here if you're a TV viewer. Libya protest prompts U.S. to evacuate diplomats, put troops on alert, Washington Post. Now, who 2 years ago spent a year injecting more than 50,000 al-Qaeda operatives through Benghazi out of Egypt into Libya? Who took out the old Western-backed dictator because he wouldn't go along with it, Hosni Mubarak out of Egypt? Obama. Who in England at that Google campus a year before, in Watford, England, that's part of what's breaking tomorrow, who funded the Arab Spring out of Watford, England? Google. They are all involved in this, ladies and gentlemen, and now their own people are running around going crazy. But they don't care. Now they can just invade again to take out the people they put in. Order out of chaos. Here's another one. Under the black flag of al-Qaeda, the Syrian city ruled by gangs of extremists, London Telegraph, it goes on to admit al-Qaeda forces put in by the West are running around killing Christians, Jews, and others. And they fly the al-Qaeda flag over the city. That's London Telegraph. Oh, you heard that here 2 years ago? Now you get to read it in the London Telegraph. That's just some of what's coming up. Bilderberg, the IRS coming after patriots, and your calls.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch and your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
All right, I got to get to at least the next 10 callers, Michelle through John. And, of course, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we'll be covering all this in more detail. And I've got to hit this other news on Bilderberg just briefly and some of the other news, but I'm going to try to hurry and get right to your calls because I really want to hear what you have to say. It's great. Frustration of mine that I cover so much news and don't go to enough calls because I love the directions you take us. By the way, the May issue of InfoWars magazine has sold out except for a couple thousand I held back. I saw the stack in the warehouse. It's almost completely gone. In fact, by the time you even go to InfoWarsStore.com, unless they've got some of these in the warehouse, I don't know where they're at, you won't be able to get the special May false flag stage terror attack Boston bombing issue that has three free bumper stickers in it. Now, we put 80,000 of these on the streets from San Antonio to Austin, Texas, on the I-35 corridor. So if you go in a restaurant or business and see the magazine, that's the only other way to get it. We're going to start the syndication of it into other cities very soon. It's backlogged in the big work pile I'm working on, but we are moving in that direction. So be sure and go to InfoWarsStore.com. We also held some back for those that subscribe to the next 12 issues. You can also get it that way, or again, buy them in bulk at cost. It's just that those sold out. When you're at InfoWarsStore.com, we have the best prices and one of the widest selections of non-heirloom, non-hybrid seeds that create their own seeds after you plant them. Wow, the life cycle. What a unusual extremist thought. And we have the best ProPure water filters with a 10% off promo code WATER. System I use, a lot of research went into that. Books, T-shirts, films, all of it. A lot of new stuff added. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call and ask any questions or order via the telephone or call and get a free catalog, 888-253-3139. This is a self-made broadcast with your support, 100% funded by you, the listeners, supporting us and our advertisers. So InfoWarsStore.com, we're growing it, hiring reporters, webmasters, equipment. I put almost all the money back into this operation. Some of it we save and back up for emergencies and other things. But the point is, my mission is to take on the globalists. So InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support out there, or link through at InfoWars.com, the shopping carts. You have several. Okay, let me just briefly hit this news as quickly as possible. Obviously, tomorrow on the three-hour show, I'll get to more of this. But look at this. I told you this years ago. I've had guests on about this. It's a fact. IRS apologizes for targeting Tea Party groups, but this only came out because of whistleblowers. And it turned out they've known this for years, and the Treasury did nothing. So why is the Treasury Department only now admitting this? By the way, when Nixon did this, he was going to be impeached for it. So if you commit a crime, and it's illegal to do stuff like this, to share the data, to go after people because of their political views, who's going to go to jail for that? You know, I'm sick and tired of apologies. And this is only coming out now because there are whistleblowers, which they've tried to prosecute. So, again, see, we told you so on that front. And here's Kurt Nemo's article from Friday about it. IRS admits harassing patriot groups. Unbelievable. Here's another one. Biometric database of all adult Americans hidden in immigration reform. We told you that weeks ago. We told you that years ago. It's in every bill. It's a national ID card. It's in every immigration bill. It's a national ID card for you. The illegals are above the law. And I'm not personally even against the illegals. I don't blame them coming here. Have your kids for free. Get free welfare. Globalists have imploded their countries. The point is, it's meant to bankrupt the country. Again, are the globalists above the law? That is the question I'm asking you. Look at this article I showed you earlier, London Telegraph. U.S. government puts al-Qaeda in charge of areas of controlled Syria. Under the black flag of al-Qaeda, the Syrian city ruled by gangs of extremists. Is our government above the law? It's not our government. It's not above the law. It's outside of the law, and it's gotten away with bloody murder. They call that anti-government. I love my country. I fear my government. I fear it being out of control. And when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And if you don't like that, you don't like America, because that's a Thomas Jefferson quote. Laying down to corruption enslaves us. It destroys our future. Are they above the law? That's what I'm asking you. How long can their bluff go where they go, ah, look at Rand Paul. He imagines a new world order global government. He's the cook. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. It's a seal of approval now when they attack you. Yeah, I was telling a GQ writer that the other day, and I was telling the same thing to a Esquire writer, and I was telling it to a TV producer calling me, you know, sitting there questioning me, and I said, look, I don't need to convince you of this stuff. Plus, you're not going to listen anyways, most of you. Or if you do, your editor won't let you publish it. I said, you're going to find out. All this stuff's real. And I tell these people stuff, and like, they look at me like I'm crazy, like Delta Force is running riots and secretly buying off police chiefs. And then the guy sends me a text message going, wow, I looked that up. It's true Delta Force was here and there. I'm like, yeah, I know. Okay, I'm not making this stuff up. I've been there when they're training to put us in FEMA camps. And I can show you the Army document, 2 years old, on Army.mil, where they trained to put us in camps. Will you please pull up the Army camp memo? I want to give people the actual name of the... just type in U.S. Army re-education camp. And you'll be at Army.mil. They use the Soviet term re-education camp. I mean, you talk about Creepville, man. It's FM 3-39.40. Internment resettlement operations, February 2010. Let's go to Michelle in Texas. You're on the air.
Hello, it's actually Michael.
There's another Michelle there. I apologize.
That's all right. Anyway, I'm calling about the Benghazi thing, and I agree with you. I also think that there's probably going to be a couple of different distractions. I don't know if you're aware of it, but today in New Orleans there was a shooting at a Mother's Day parade, second line parade, 12 people shot.
Oh, my God.
A little girl had a minor injury. I think three were in surgery, but there's not more news yet if they passed or not. But I had to call immediately and bring it to your attention. So I don't know if it's provocateur or if it's just some random nutcase out there, but I think – there might be more than just one big distraction, that there's going to be several.
Well, listen, they've got federally funded mental institutions with fellow travelers in them where they've been caught releasing mentally ill people they know are planning to go kill people, and they let them do it. And again, then they try to say we can't have guns to protect ourselves so that good people with guns aren't there to stop them. And what they hate is those numbers that came out last week. Did you see the Justice Department numbers of the 69% drop in wounding shootings and all that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I watch your show every day. I mean, I'm on PrisonPlanet.tv, and, you know, my friends are like, oh, Michael, you know, you're kind of out there with your stuff. And I said, listen, this isn't my opinion. Go look it up. I didn't write
this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is in Operation Northwoods, the U.S. government plan to shoot people in the U.S. Just type in Operation Northwoods, folks. You'll get ABC News. Here's USA Today. I can't believe I missed this. How long has this been out? When did this happen? 17 hurt at New Orleans Mother's Day Parade. It's now 17 when gunmen open fire. It'll either be staged or it'll be gang-related. But gunmen open fire on dozens of people. Gunmen, that sounds very suspicious. Marching in a Mother's Day neighborhood parade in New Orleans. Now mothers got mad when it happened and demanded the guns be turned in. On Sunday, wounding 17 people, police said. Police spokesman Remy Brendan said in an email that 17 victims were grazed and most of the wounds weren't life-threatening. No deaths were reported. Oh, thank God. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have the Bilderberg Agenda 2013. We have, from our inside sources and then confirmed on the ground, that they're having an extended, like, 3-4 week Bilderberg meeting, with the main meeting June 6th through the 9th, but weeks of Google building up to it with armed guard shacks and then weeks of Google after it. So Google, like, runs it now and is heavily involved at every level. And then the mayor is like, I don't think protests are good. They're always violent. And it's so prestigious that Bilderberg is coming here. Of course, our media says it doesn't exist. Here is the local news articles. We have them linked up on Infowars.com. The Wadford Observer. The Grove Hotel set to host Bilderberg Secret Summit. And that was out yesterday. Wadford Mayor, Bilderberg protesters can and do cause violence and disturbance. So tomorrow we're just going to have the big data dump on them. And our source said, get over there. This is what's happening. And then we sent Watson and other reporters in. I'm not going to say who else we have there. We basically have reporters there constantly. And they, and just the whole staff feels like they're special and are walking around blabbering, yes, we launched the Arab Spring here. Yes, Google runs Bilderberg. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's just like, and that's what we were already told by our source inside Bilderberg. Multiple sources, but one big one said, get over there. And it's like guard shacks and being set up, and we're talking 3 weeks out from it. It's crazy. Let's go to your calls quickly. Kelly in California, then Cheryl and others. Kelly, welcome.
Yes, Alex, I just have some thank yous today. Thank God for you being the trumpet of truth. And I want to thank my mom for naming me Kelly, which means warrior. And
Warrior princess. Let's get that straight.
And let's start calling Go Ogle what it is and what it does.
it spies on you. And, of course, Bilderberg pretty much probably started it. So, of course, it's merging with it. It's its child. Google is a giant public NSA global government promoting anti-gun New World Order trash machine.
It is. It's Go Ogle, and Barak means lightning. So back to the Benghazi thing, anything could happen when someone like that is around.
Yeah, and look, you know, the fact that it's a Sunday, this didn't get any news until about 4 hours ago. There's 17 injured in what they think probably will end up being gang-related. But let me tell you, if it was staged, they'd have had their story ready, minute one, and oh my gosh, we've got to take the guns now. But again, 49% drop in violent crime, 69% drop in wounding shootings, 39% overall fatality shooting death reduction, just department numbers, L.A. Times. Others covered it last Wednesday. Thank you so much, Kelly. Great points. Cheryl in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, ma'am.
I wanted to say this. I think as far as Benghazi goes, I think this IRS story, I mean, all of a sudden, out of the blue, this comes out on Friday after, you know, Obama's media starts to say, hey, you know, we think maybe something was, you know, truth wasn't told here. I think that was an attempt possibly to distract. And I noticed Drudge had a story come out Saturday that doesn't seem to be going anywhere, that the IRS was also targeting Jewish groups. I kind of wanted to know.
No, I saw that. In fact, that's in my stack. I meant to get to that. There's just so much news. Yeah, no. Like conservative groups, period, have been targeted. And the headline was it was going after Jewish nonprofits.
Right.
Why do you think that?
Why? I'm sorry?
Why do you think that is?
Well, I read the article. It was fairly brief, and it just kind of concerns me because one of the organizations claims that the IRS asked them a question, and I can't quote here. I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like, do you support the land of Israel as a state or something like that? And it's just very concerning.
No, you're right, ma'am, and I did see the article. We're going to pull it up on screen for people. It's linked up at the top of drudgereport.com, at least earlier when I was looking. I think it's been moved down now, but it's in my stack. I'll try to find it. Problem is the main broadcast is going to be over here in just a few minutes. But look, here's the issue. The IRS wasn't around until 1913. It's always been a political group, and it always goes after people politically. And so, yeah, there's the link. It's out of the National Review. IRS Inquisition Update. And so this is the type of stuff they do. And Nixon was going to go to jail for it till he stood down. Obama, I don't so much think it's a distraction the media is doing, is that everybody's getting sick of being threatened. And so more whistleblowers are coming out because they don't care anymore. And the answer to bring down corruption is for good men to stand up. The way you end up in tyranny is good men and women do nothing. Let's talk to Georgette in North Dakota. Thanks for holding, Georgette.
Thank you. And I'd like to say thank you for smacking down Piers Morgan. That made the rest of my life. And
people love that. They just love that.
It's a great therapy. Now, about Benghazi, all of those politicians involved from the top and every one of them need to be made accountable to the law like everybody else. They should be fired. They should have their assets confiscated. They should be put in prison. And the public should not allow any false flag diversion, no matter how large, to take this blatant criminal activity off the radar and have it swept under the rug. We need to demand some real justice and the restoration of our freedom and civil liberties because we are fed up with their phony wars on everything and their control over every aspect
absolutely.
Of our lives.
You've got a bunch of different special interests fighting over control of the global government levers of dominance, and if they stage an attack or let an attack happen, or if they all get on the bandwagon and hype something, they can then attach the public purse. But they're going to destroy the country if it continues. And then they go, well, that's good. We'll bring in globalism. The truth is freedom is the only security. And that's a decision the establishment needs to make. I mean, do they really want to play dictator? Because that's a very dangerous place to go. Thank you, Georgette. Great points. Richard in California, you're on the air.
Well, at the time, you called Ambassador Stevens a punk, so I'm thinking that you kind of have strange bedfellows with Hillary Clinton there. But
I'm confused by what you're saying, and I'm calling for violence, too?
No, you just called Ambassador Stevens a punk.
Hold on just a minute. And I've also been in league with the Easter Bunny. No, I do think I'm probably going back from memory here. I'm not the one that ran Benghazi. Okay, so let's not distract off of that. I'm going to go back to you in just a moment, Richard or whatever your name is. But here's the issue. What I said is the punks and scum that think they're going to put Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to carry out massacres of innocent people, that it's going to come back and bite them in the butt someday. That's what I said day one about Benghazi, and that it was a setup. And that those people that were killed there were probably killed to cover up what was really going on there. Now, that's what I've been saying since day one. Now, should Obama be impeached for this? What do you think is going to happen? That's the question. It's not about me. I didn't run Benghazi. Go ahead.
Okay, I have the documents to play for you. But to answer your question, I think he gets away with it because of his support structure. People like him. He has a lot of people that are going to let him get away with anything. And so, you know, I think it's bad.
All right, I got to jump. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead. Now you heard it, folks. Now I killed the ambassador, basically. Let's go ahead and talk to Diane in Louisiana. You're on the air, Diane.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm good, ma'am. Go ahead.
You're on fire. Okay, I just wanted to make a comment on this Benghazi thing. I'm with you totally. I'm not really a political person, but I am learning so much listening to your show. But on another note, is there any way you can get on Lemon LaRouche, or if the people that's listening today, to go to LaRouchePack.com and click on the RSS feed and look in the second column. And there's an article where you can print out to restore America. And
no, it's a great plan. It's a plan to impeach Obama and to get the Glass-Steagall Act back. That's why they demonize Lyndon LaRouche so much, because he does have some good ideas. I don't agree with them all, but thank you, ma'am. And again, it's very frustrating. I'm hurrying here to try to get to everybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Illinois. You're on the air, Andrew.
Yeah, I hope they get our military back under United States control again, away from the UN. That's part of probably what happened in Benghazi, the UN people over, their control.
No, you're right. Actually, NATO. NATO. But yeah, the UN was involved, too. No. That's how they were able to say, oh, we don't know because NATO's in control. That's a way to get control away from Congress. Absolutely.
All the bullets being grabbed by the Homeland Security. I think they're planning on using the bullets to get and have devices that shoot off bullets without guns in order to stop bullets from being sold.
Well, absolutely. It's meant to put a corner on the market. I appreciate your call. But also, it's more than that. Homeland Security bought like 7,000 pounds of plastic explosive last year. What is that for? You have thousands of armored vehicles. They admit they're training for war against us. It's illegitimate. It's unconstitutional. Get the government back under control. That's what America's all about. Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.